Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a boot about Parmos. A Parmo is, it's a Parmesan or a Parmigiano. I think it's kind of an abbreviation of. It's basically a very large pork or chicken or veal schnitzel. So it's a big flat slice of meat covered in breadcrumbs and fried. It's then covered in bechamel sauce, which is the kind of sauce you get in lasagna, sort of plain white, fairly creamy sauce. And then it's covered in cheese. And I've been looking forward to having this for quite some time. I did a grand tour of the Northeast, basically because I'm leaving for Ireland soon, and I wanted to do some things in Britain that haven't done before. And I thought I'd go up to the Northeast, so I went round Newcastle, Sunderland, Whitney Bay, Durham, Sedgefield, Middlesbrough, Peterlee, Billingham, all over the place. In fact, Hartlepool I ended up at, and then I went down to Middlesbrough to cap the event off with a Parmo eat. I went to the Europa. It got a very good review on the various trip advisory type things, so I was quite pleased to go there. It seemed to have a good write-up, a fair price, and it appeared it's about the same, about half a dinner plate inside. It's quite a big beast and quite tall as well. So I was thinking it's not hugely heavy. Sorry, that's my tweet. Not hugely heavy, but it came with chips. And I skipped the salad. Obviously, I'm a salad dodger anyway. But it was rich. Imagine eating, say, a pound of chicken. You could manage that with ease. But if you tried a pound of venison, that'd be a different kettle of fish because it's a lot richer. And this is like that. So it wasn't a massively heavy Parmo, but I couldn't finish it. Honestly, I gave up. It was so rich, and to be honest, it was actually quite bland as well. I kind of expected it to be bland, but I just find eating that amount of bland food quite difficult. I was offered chili and garlic with it, and thinking now I should have ordered that as maybe a side to pour on, because I think I would have liked to have tried it in its native form, you know, basically sauceless and you know, the way that you'd eat it without any accoutrements. And then I could have added the bits and bobs extra for the meal perhaps. But yeah, I couldn't eat it, only because it was quite bland, and I was wondering about going home in the coach, because I was getting the midnight coach from Middlesbrough to London. And I was wondering about, to be honest, about that amount of fat in your body is going to cause some rather rapid effects. And I was a bit afraid of it happening on a coach, where the facilities to extract yourself are such, you get the idea. It's not ideal. So anyway, the Europa, I think the actual quality was good enough. I had no complaints there. The staff were friendly. It's in a bit of a weird location. It's about 4 minutes walk from the bus station, but it's in a kind of forgotten part of town. It felt like it to me anyway. It's probably not. It's probably the main drag, but hey, what do I know about Middlesbrough? No complaints about the quality of the staff or the price, but would I have it again? It's the sort of thing I'd probably only have once every maybe 3 or 4 years as a reminder, and I'd probably go for the half-size portion as well, and maybe get a dessert to de-blandify things, maybe some fruit, you know, just to cut through some of the flab that you've just consumed. But would I have it again tomorrow or next week? No, probably not. I'd leave it for a while. So out of 10, Europa itself gets a good grade. It's about 8.5. But the actual Parmo itself, I was a bit underwhelmed, I have to say. Unfortunately, I should try and make it myself, and I should try and make it with other things, maybe a bit of chutney or something. Kind of a fruity or spicy type topping would actually improve things, I think, a great deal. But I quite like spicy food. I quite like food with a lot of flavour and a lot of spice and a bit of heat. I'm glad I tried it in its naked form, but next time I'd go for something with a bit more zing. Anyway, that's my review of the genuine Middlesbrough Parmo and the Europa restaurant combined into one boo. I shall speak to you later. Bye-bye.